in Mahakal Temple. Wonderful. This is Sandeep Gupta. He is, come Sandeep. Sandeep is in charge of this operation here. Sandeep also is in charge of the accounts of the whole of ISKCON Food Relief Foundation, an operation that is feeding 1.2 million children every day, nationwide. And Sandeep, by profession, he's a chartered accountant, and he is taking care of our nationwide operations accounts. And thank you so much, Sandeep. Hare Krishna. Sandeep is from Ujjain, and he is one of the local devotees who came forward to be with us and help us, and now he is getting involved in nationwide ISKCON. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Also, another brief announcement. I just got to know that today is Shyam Bihari's birthday. Where is Shyam Bihari? Okay. Come here, let everybody see you. So how many years younger you are now? Huh?
46.
Okay. 40, he's only 46 years old. Happy birthday to you, Shyam Bihari. Come here. So everyone, happy birthday to you. Shyam Bihari. Hare Krishna to you, Hare Krishna to you, Hare Krishna to Shyam Bihari, Hare Krishna to you. Hare Krishna. So, Radhavinod, it looked like you wanted to make some announcement. Okay, it's all right. At the end. Okay. So, is it very cold today? Huh? Anyway, those who are coming from Delhi, for them it's a... it's Nimbu Pani. But for us it's cold. And for the Australians it looks like terribly cold. Satta is also, let me introduce, Satta's nephew has come, just arrived yesterday. Your name is Saka. T-A-T-O-T-U? Oh, Tucker. Oh, okay. Very good.
We were joking about the meaning of the name, and you've been saying how in English there's no meanings for names, so we call them Prashada, because Tucker in Australia is like bush Tucker. So we were joking that his new name is Mama Prashadam Das.
So, we had some realization today that Satya started to initiate. And Thakur is Satya's first disciple. Why not? You know, like Mahaprabhu's instruction is, instruct this message, the transcendental message of the spiritual world, and you become a guru. Whoever does that is a guru. And very good. Welcome to the land of milk and honey. Real milk and honey. And do you see our cows? We have some beautiful cows here in our temple. And it's actually not only the land of milk and honey, it's the land of transcendental knowledge. The knowledge about the spiritual reality, which is not available otherwise. Om Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhansa Paribrajakacharya Ashtottara Shato Shri Shriman Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जाय नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जाय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जाय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जाय श्री वृंदावन धाम की जाय श्री मथुरा धाम की जाय श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जाय श्री मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जाय गंगा माई की जाय जमुना माई की जाय भक्ति देवी की जाय तुलसी महारानी की जाय हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जाय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जाय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांगो ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद नमो ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्तादेशतारिणे श्रील प्रभुपाद की जाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर टेक्स्ट 14 वी आर स्टार्टिंग द क्लास क्वाइट लेट टुडे एंड वी आल्सो नीड टू फिनिश द क्लास क्वाइट अर्ली सो आई जस्ट रीड थ्रू द वर्स वी वॉन्ट रिपीट इट टुगेदर And but mind you, I'm selecting these verses because they're very, very important and they're very relevant. And so make it a point to memorize these verses. How many of you have memorized the second verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto? Only these few, I thought everybody memorized it. Who memorized the third one? Only three. Four. Who memorized the seventh one? Who memorized the tenth verse? At least it worked yesterday. And who will memorize all these verses that we are discussing? We'll be discussing for these 7 days. How many of you will memorize all these verses? Doesn't matter how long it takes. Doesn't matter how many years it takes. Okay. So this is a very important verse. Make it a point to remember them. Remember this. Text 14. Apanya Sanskriting Ghorang Jannama Bivasho Grinan Tataha सद्दो विमुच्चेता जद विभेति स्वयं भयम् आपन्न संस्कृतिं घोरां जन्नाम विवशो गृणन् ततो सद्दो विमुच्चेता जद विभेति स्वयं भयम् Apanna Sanskritin Ghorang Jannama Vivasho Grinan Tato Saddo Vimucheta Jad Vibheti Swayam Bhayam. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Living beings who are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is feared by fear personified. Please repeat after me. Living beings who are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is feared by fear personified. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Vasudeva, Lord Krishna, the Absolute Personality of Godhead, is the supreme controller of everything. There is no one in creation who is not afraid of the rage of the Almighty. Great asuras like Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, Kamsa and others, who are very powerful living entities, were all killed by the Personality of Godhead. And the Almighty Vasudev has empowered His name with the powers of His personal self. Everything is related to Him, and everything has its identity in Him. It is stated herein that the name of Krishna is feared even by fear personified. This indicates that the name of Krishna is non-different from Krishna. Therefore, the name of Krishna is as powerful as Lord Krishna Himself. There is no difference at all. Anyone, therefore, can take advantage of the holy names of Lord Sri Krishna even in the midst of greatest dangers. The transcendental name of Krishna, even though uttered unconsciously or by force of circumstances, can help one obtain freedom from the hurdle of birth and death. So, we are progressively moving forward. What was the first discussion we had? What are the Vedas? Then the second day, the discussion was the qualification of studying the Vedas or relishing the Vedic literatures or the essence of the Vedic literatures, Srimad Bhagavatam. The third day we discussed the qualification of the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam. And yesterday we discussed about the precarious condition of the age of Kali. The very dangerous situation of this age of Kali. And today what we are discussing, although the situation of the age of Kali is very precarious, but by taking shelter of the holy name of the Lord, we can very easily overcome those difficulties. Apanna Sanskritin Ghorang Jannama Vivashagrinan. Vivashagrinan means unconsciously chanting. And we discussed that yesterday. How many of you remember Ajamil's story? So wasn't it a wonderful example? Ajamil didn't chant the name of the Lord. Ajamil called his son by that name. But as a result of that, the Vishnudutas came and drove away the Jamadutas and rescued Ajamil and gave him a second chance. So today we are also getting that concept affirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Jannamo Vivashagrinan. Even if his name is chanted, Bibasha, unconsciously, still it will have its effect, so much so that the fear personified himself is afraid of the holy name of the Lord. Okay, here a few points are coming in. Like one consideration, very important consideration, is fear personified. We know that there is a thing called fear, and we all experience that. But the personification of that personality, personification of fear, well, this is the Vedic wisdom. In the ultimate consideration, everything is a personality. Every aspect of the energy or mood or emotion also has a personification. Just like, at least in English or in the Western culture, we can see that it has been accepted. Who is love personified? Cupid. So love, the one personality who is controlling all the love affairs, and that is Cupid. And there is a personality who is also controlling fear. He is the controller of fear, so he is the fear personified. He is a person who generates fear. There is a person who generates a river, Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, Narmada, Kaveri, Sindhu, Shipra, the river here, you'll see that river. So, in this way, in the ultimate sense, these are all personalities. And beyond that is the consideration of the spiritual reality and the supreme personality of Godhead. God is a person, and He is endowed with inconceivable potency. Don't you use the expression in English? Almighty. Might means what? Strength, power. And He is all-powerful. In Latin, the expression is omnipotent. Omniscient. He knows everything. Omnipresent. These are the qualities of the Lord. So the person who is all-powerful, can he do everything? Can he invest all his potency in the holy name? Can he do that? And he has done that. So with that understanding and with that faith, we have to approach the holy name. We shouldn't think it's just some name, some sound, and some mantra, and that we have to chant, and we have to chant 16 rounds every day, otherwise temple president will get on my case. No, we must chant it for our own benefit in order to develop our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then another consideration comes here about dependence upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no matter in whichever form He manifests Himself. Like just now we had the darshan of the deities in the temple. Who are those personalities on the altar? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now somebody may say, well, how can I expect that? Now again, we can go back to that concept. If God is omnipresent, if God is present everywhere, can He be present there? That is the difference between us and Him. We are not omnipresent. Like my picture and me are not the same personality. It's different. But still we feel some sort of affinity towards the picture, some sort of emotion when somebody is close to us and we see the picture, we feel that the some emotions towards that person. That reminds me, once someone was criticizing one very important person, a very big position in the government. Long time ago, actually. He was, either the minister or the general of the king. And he was telling some sadhu about the criticizing, why do you worship the deity? What do you in the temple? This is all murti puja, this is idol worship. And so he tried to make him understand, no, this is the Lord himself. Should not think that it is idol. And a devotee feels he sees him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that's why he worships him. But still the person continued to argue with him. So he saw a picture there. And he asked, whose picture is that? He says, this is a picture of the king. And he said, can somebody lower the picture? Sure. So he looked at it, just spat on the picture. Then he put it on the floor and started to kick it. And that person became completely enraged, about to beat him. He said, look, it's just a picture. But it's the king. Yes, that's the deity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. even if we don't accept that he is present in the deity, but the devotee's emotions are there attached to him because of his love for him. Just as, although the king is not there in the picture, but this picture is representing him and you have certain attachment to him. And that's why when I behave like that towards the picture, you get upset about the whole thing. Only difference is that the king is not in the picture, but the Lord is there in his deity. Because he's omnipresent. Is the king omnipresent? No. But the Lord is omnipresent. So he is present even in his picture. He is present even in his deities. He is present even in his holy name. That is how we have to look at the holy name of the Lord. Okay, so today I won't drag the class for very long. I'll give 10 minutes for question answers and then you'll take your breakfast and then go for your parikrama, pilgrimage of Ujjaini, Avanti Nagari. Any question? Devahuti?
Some of us were discussing yesterday after the story we discussed. So you were discussing how accidental chanting can benefit. And then you clarified how accidental hearing may not benefit. So you might be just discussing at times devotees...
Not benefit to that extent. So some benefit will be there.
The question was how many of us, when we visit hospitals or for animals, at times, for example, if someone's passing away, we give them water from the can. So how does that benefit that particular person? Because he may be a stranger and we may not know him. So Divya Radhika Mataji also had a similar question when we were discussing about this. So what is the benefit the person can get from such a person? And if we do the same for animals, what is the benefit they get?
As I said, some benefit is there. And, say for example, for a departed soul, he is there. For a few days, they hover around actually, because of their material attachment. That is why the Shraddha ceremony is there, to free him from this attachment and let him go. Right? So when he's hovering around, then if somebody and he's thirsty, he's hungry, but he doesn't have the body to eat or drink. When you see, that's the difference between a subtle body and the gross body. Subtle bodies have the desires, but they don't have the